Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello guys, it's Valeria, and this is the second story that I'll share with the program. It's not my own this time, but my cousin's. She's a grown-up now, but when this happened, she was, I think, 11 or 12, she said. And back then, of course, she lived with her parents and her siblings. She was the oldest. And what happened is that it was bedtime, so, of course, the kids had to go to bed. So she went to her room, my little cousin, and you know what she would do is like leaving the door a little open, like leaving a gap so she could get some light and noise from the outside, and like that she could fall asleep, listening still to her parents being in the living room talking, you know, that would give her ease. And she would fall asleep quietly like that. So she did that. And, you know, at some point, her parents also went to the room, but she was, like, already drifting. Then the house was then dark, but still her room was darker, so she could get some light from, you know, the living room and outside of her room. At some point, when she was drifting, as I said, already, everybody was already in their bedrooms. So at some point anyway, she saw a little shadow standing or like, you know, like in the entrance, in that gap. She could see it through the gap in the doorway. She said that it stood there for some seconds, but then the shadow started to like approach and enter in the room. When it did that, she noticed arms and legs. Like she couldn't see any like particular clear feature, but she did see arms and legs, and she did see the thing walking towards her bed. At this point, of course, she knew this wasn't normal. It wasn't her eyes adjusting to the darkness or anything like that. So she was freaking out, basically, then. But she couldn't move. She couldn't speak. She couldn't do anything. She was just petrified there in her bed. This thing, at some point, just jumps and gets into bed with her. And then it proceeds to walk towards her chest. And it sits there on her chest. Or stood it, I don't know. And then after like what she felt like an eternity. Just this thing standing like just some inches away from her face. This thing that had like human features started tangling her hair. Back then, my cousin had like very nice long hair, straight hair. And this thing started to tangle all her beautiful hair to the bed head. You know how it is. It's usually like a wooden part. And her bed had like these metal design decoration, you know, like with flowers and things. So it was basically perfect place to tangle hair. And so the thing, the whatever creature it was, started tangling her hair. She doesn't know how long it took. She felt like she was about to faint during all that time. But after some time, I don't know, the thing was done with her job. Or with its job, sorry. And, you know, she couldn't see much. She sometimes could see, like, arms moving and just, like, working on the tangling. But she couldn't see it, like, very clearly. But she knew it was there because she felt its weight on her chest. Like, she felt where the thing was standing on her chest. And at some point, it just disappeared. The thing wasn't there, and it wasn't definitely in the room because she recovered her capacity to move and to speak. Of course, she was freaking out, and her first impulse was to just get out of bed and just go running towards her parents. But she couldn't do it, of course, because the job was so intricate, and she was definitely not freeing herself that easily. So, you know, she just started screaming and asking for her mom and her dad. So they came running into the room, and just to find their daughter, tangled to the bed head, not being able to, you know, stand up or do anything. It was just all her hair just tangled in a very intricate, complex, and vicious way to the bed head. They tried to, you know, like, undo the tangling, but they couldn't do it. It was definitely, like, very little hands, very carefully tangling little pieces of her hair to the thing. But they couldn't untangle it, so they had to cut it all. So basically, my cousin that night went to bed with a long fair hair, but she woke up with very short hair. The rest of the hair was just, you know, still there, tangled, hanging from the bed head as a horrible proof of what had happened. Of course, after that, my cousin was very, very traumatized. And she was just scared of bedtime. She was scared with, like, being tired and sleepy because then she felt or she feared that this thing would come and visit her again. So she had to sleep with her parents, you know, with lights and door closed and locked, that kind of thing, for a long time after that. Nothing else happened to her, or at least not as bad, as far as I know. Some other things happened to other family members. But definitely not as bad. Some things happened in the past to my aunt, to her mother, basically, but it was also when she was, like, younger. And it's also related to these small figures that I've described. We all believe it's gnomes. You know, it sounds like, yeah, little people, gnomes. So apparently there's something there, you know, some attraction they feel towards a woman in the family. So, yeah, that was that. Maybe I'll contact you guys to tell you another story. And, yeah, I hope you liked it. Have a good one. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.